radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Oh, I love it. Now into hour number two. Loaded up phones here. If you want to try to get crammed in, it's 877-590-KLBJ or 877-590-5525 or locally 836-0590. From the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, blasting out all over the country. I want to thank the four affiliates that have signed on this week. Some of them were already picking us up last week, like WCER Radio 900 AM on Canton, Ohio, going into four states. And I'm told he's into Cincinnati and a bunch of other places. That is a great station. Picks us up during the week. We get a big response. Okay, information overload. That is really what's happening here. In the last hour, we talked about the fact that in a huge scientific New York Times CBS poll put out by Angus and Reed, 84% of Americans reject the official 9/11 story and believe they're being lied to or misled, that the White House is being deceptive. That is massive. But I guess 16% of you, you're the same people. You believe that babies come from under Cabbage Patch leaves, and you believe in... that Captain Kangaroo is really your friend, and everything's nice, and you believe they found those WMDs. During the news, Trey, who's in there running the board, he said, hey, why don't you explain to people what neocons are, because some of my friends don't know what it is. A neocon is a fake conservative. They want your guns, they want to get rid of the border, and they just go around patting you on the head, laughing at you. It's a Karl Rove, it's a William Crystal. That's what a neocon is, okay? And they're a joke, they're a fraud, they're a scam. And they were founded, this is admitted, this is, if you don't believe me, this sounds so crazy, just type it into Google, you'll get mainstream news articles, just type in neocon Trotskyites. The Communist Fourth International came over to Mexico in the 50s, and it was run by Trotsky, and he basically infiltrated the conservative movement, and they've taken over, and I'm not saying communists have gotten this, it was just thugs trying to run the commies, and they just want power, and then it was thugs trying to run the conservatives, and they have, and we're basically doomed, and that's just how it is. Coming up later, I did confront John Ashcroft. In fact, after the next segment, we'll play that in the next segment. This week I got a chance to confront him on national radio, the former attorney general on 9/11 cover-ups. It fits into the theme of our show, 9/11 fraud imploding and collapsing and falling apart today. And then we'll get into Rush Limbaugh has a comment about my reportage and what we're doing. We'll do that at the end of the show. And got this weird call that sounds like George Bush to my home that freaked out my wife. And I had a prediction about what it would be. It turned out, you'll find out if I was right. Did George Bush call me? Well, that is coming up. No, Limbaugh really did talk about us. I really did confront Ashcroft. I really did get an interview with Jesse Ventura. You know, all of that's really going on. But was this really George Bush? We didn't know until today, and now we know. But right now, let's take a call. And I got to move quicker to get to everybody. Let's talk to Tony in Maine. Then we'll go to Ryan, Rick, Peter, and others. Tony, you're blasting out worldwide, my friend. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. You are a patriot of the fullest extent, and I'm so glad to be on your talk show. And much obliged to all the other affiliates, you know, people that take you, you know, on other airwaves. So what my question was, you know, you've answered a lot of my questions regardless of the people that called you. You know, what my question is that I saw some C-SPAN video on Google, which was the C-SPAN video of the Bush lookalike along with Colbert deliberately insulting himself, you know, when Colbert went up there. And I'm trying to figure out whether what he was trying to gain from that, like, is he trying to be nice and, like, take all these insults to his face? Or what is he trying, you know, what's he trying to prove? Like, everybody's happy and...
Who, Bush or the lookalike?
Oh, no. Bush in general, he's just like
he turned red and could barely contain himself and got real mad after that was in the news. He didn't know that the roasting was going to be that bad.
Really? Yeah.
And so basically, you know, these people have to go to these roasts because presidents have always done it. And this was a pretty bad, you know, roasting. I think Colbert said something like, hey, they're saying we're going down like the Titanic. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're
burning up like the Hindenburg.
On something different, yeah. But I'm just kind of...
Sure, but you had a comment about the new poll, it says here.
What's that? Oh, yeah, the new poll is definitely, like, mind-blowing. Like, it's totally, it's a snowball effect. It's growing and it's growing and it's growing. Like, people are waking up. Waking up.
That's right. It's exponential. I appreciate your call, Tony. Let's talk to Ryan in Illinois. Welcome, Ryan. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to personally thank you. You're my hero. I totally appreciate it.
Oh, come on. I don't want to start having a Copy Limbaugh and say dittos, but thank you, sir. Hey, folks like you are my hero. I mean, I support the troops. You guys have been put in a bad position, and we support you. That's why we're trying to get you out of that fraud with Bush's former business partner, Saddam, and that whole thing over there. But, I mean, go ahead and make your point, sir.
I realized when I was over there while I was pointing guns in children's faces that I was a part of the problem and not a part of the solution. I discovered your website online. It just opened up my eyes. I guess my question is, I hear you say a lot that the Republicans and the Democrats are both controlled. What organization is controlling both of them?
Okay, it's simple. And if you go read the writings or the biography written by a great UT professor of one of our greatest presidents, Andrew Jackson, he was shot. They tried to kill him openly. The British banks did because he wouldn't let them set up a central bank here run by private bankers to issue script or paper money. Well, they finally took over in 1913. Private banks, the Federal Reserve is private. Imagine being able to print the money. They bought up almost everything with it. They had total power. They control most of the dominant media, the big networks. They also own the military and industrial complex defense contractors. They own the surveillance systems. They own most of the private prisons. They own the big manufacturing bases. They own big pharma.
Big banks.
Yeah, big banks, but it's all out of the fractional reserve banking fraud. That's really the root of this. And so with that monopoly of money creation, again, in the past, money was gold and silver, and then people had real goods. They traded for that that real wealth in a precious metal. Now that's all fraud and a private group. There's only about 14 shareholding families. It's mainly British royalty and Rockefeller and Rothschild owned, and that's in Financial Times of London and stuff. That's in real serious financial publications. We are totally dominated and owned by foreign powers. We are used as an engine of global domination for them. America takes the blame for all the empire and the bullying. They give us domestic propaganda to make us think we're the good guys and everything's okay. Overseas, the banks own the press and actually demonize us. The very banks that own our media over here, that is, control most of the dominant media, overseas, the very, take Rupert Murdoch. He even demonizes America and his papers over there. This is so sophisticated. We go build the New World Order for them. This is official documents. Then we're meant to be imploded. And then take the blame as kind of the old Soviet Union or the old Hitler. And then the EU will rise as the good cop. We are being used up. We are a birdcage liner. And they've got all these fake conservative Judas goats in there, just making sure the conservatives stay under control. That's what they're most worried about. They've got Judas goat fake liberals, keeping the liberals in control, just making sure, keep them under control, play it off left-right with the open borders, play it off left-right with 30 million. The very same banks, Ford Foundation and others, funded tens of millions of comic books in Mexico, going back 40 years saying that this is Mexico, La Reconquista, come take America over. Just like the Washington Post reported, tens of millions a year, going back to 1946, funding radical Muslims, our government shipping them the children's books, the textbooks, paying for the radical madrasas and the hadiths and the Taliban, which means school. They literally funded the Aztec La Reconquistas. They literally funded the Muslim extremists, which are real to some extent, but again, controlled. Now you see the full picture. Then they bring these crises against us, and then they organize it and use the crisis to get us to go along with their plans. Oh, it's so sick. The Republic has already fallen, as Lou Dobbs has told you, as many other historians have told you. As the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, has said, it's already gone. The question is, will we revive her? We'll be right back with More of your calls, the Ashcroft confrontation, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free, 877-590-5525.
Literally in the heart of Texas, coming to you from Austin, Texas, from the studios of KLBJ 590, blasting out four affiliates on our first real syndicated show. Very excited now, five stations carrying the broadcast, not to mention the internet, at InfoWars.com. Okay, I'm up against the gun. That's why I want this show to go to 3 hours. We should try to. I think we should be doing that soon, and I'm told they're going to work on it because it really puts me under the gun with all this news I've got and all these calls I want to take and all these clips I want to play. And I got the idea. We don't really screen your calls, but it's important that you let us know if you disagree with me, because then you go to the head of the line. And I think, Trey, you were saying it sounds like Cynthia disagrees. She does. Let's go ahead. He thinks she does. He says she was kind of being a little bit sarcastic. I hope she does. We really love it. If you do disagree, 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. Cynthia, you're on KLBJ. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm just curious what role you think the Muslim fascists and their oil tick financiers did have in 9/11, and what role Karl Rove and the neocons, which is a pejorative word for Jew, last time I checked, what role they had in all the beheadings of schoolgirls in Malaysia and nuns over in Thailand and all of that.
And don't forget throwing babies out of incubators, which was proven to be totally a huge fraud.
Oh, well, so
throw that one. No, I mean, my point is, ma'am, most of it is a lie. Now, let me just respond.
The beheading's a lie. I want to know.
Okay, I'm going to go back for just a second. We just sent my team down, and the video's up on Infowars.com. I should play a clip of that. Maybe next week I will. Just last week, he confronted his lordship, William Crystal, who was here in town, and he wrote a book. He coined the term neocon. So they call themselves neocons, and they got upset then that people read their books and read their statements about the end of this country and sort of and the Straussians from the School of Economics there in Chicago, and they got very upset that real conservatives discovered them. And so Pat Buchanan and many other top Republicans have decried the neocons. So out of the gates, you're claiming I'm anti-Semitic. Go ahead and just say it publicly.
I am saying.
Go ahead. I'm not allowed to call them the name they call themselves.
Mm-hmm. Has become a word.
That's right. You're trying to neutralize. You're trying to neutralize my free speech.
I'm a real conservative, and I know that Muslim fascists are cutting people off.
Sure they are. Hey, ma'am, let me just stop you. Nick Bird, that was all staged. He was killed in combat operations for the Central Intelligence Agency, so they cut his head off and added a soundtrack to it.
Is there anything
sure.
about
you don't want any facts, do you, ma'am? You just want baloney, huh?
No, I'm just curious if you're on the side of the Muslim fascists like that guy who's calling up.
No, this is all you guys can ever say. This is all you guys can ever do. Okay, this is, now you're saying that guy that clearly had an American accent is a Muslim waiting to slit our throats?
No, I'm talking about the guy with the Middle Eastern accent who is kissing your butt.
Yeah, my producer in there just said there was no Middle Eastern accent. Now you're, I bet the Muslims hide under your bed, don't they? Are you hearing their voices right now, maybe in your fillings?
Alex, you know what? I know they cut people's heads off, and
right.
They've been doing that.
Yeah, I know. Cut heads off. We don't give all our rights up and get rid of our borders. Al-Qaeda will get us. I'm going to stop you right now, and I'll answer your questions, but I want you to answer my questions. Has Bush tripled the size of the BATF? Has he pushed an amnesty plan for total legalization of the illegal aliens? Has he signed on to UNESCO? Did he sign the North American Union Agreement? Has he spent more money than all presidents before him combined? Has he done that?
I agree he has, but that doesn't mean...
But he's in a fight against the Muslims.
That's good, Alex, and that's where you're confused.
Why is Lord Bush pumping in more Muslims than any other president?
Well, I mean, that's wrong, but it's...
Oh, I love him. He's so good.
Our enemy, which is
ma'am,
and Muslim fascists.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that the biggest threat is the New World Order system syndicate that controls our government and much of our media. That's what I'm telling you, and I appreciate your call because we're just out of time. You're welcome to try to call me next week earlier in the show. We'll try to give you more time. I should have got her number. I should have had her on my weekday show for like a full hour or something. In fact, call back, ma'am. Give me your number, and I'll have you on my syndicated show for 30, 40 minutes. There's so much news I couldn't have you on for a whole hour because she means well. This is a nice lady. I guarantee you it'd be great to go over to her house, have dinner with her, go play golf. I mean, she's a nice person. But she didn't listen to me. Listen to me. You are meddling with the tidal forces of nature, Cynthia, and you will atone. All right, that's a line from Network. Cynthia, you're not listening to me. Al-Qaeda was hired for $45 million to attack the Serbs. That is a Republican Senate report chaired by Alphonse D'Amato, 1999. Cicero, 1999. Okay? What am I supposed to do for you? Al-Qaeda, the Russians didn't just attack Afghanistan. It's now declassified Operation Cyclone. Our government, who had been breeding and training in madrasas from Central Asia into the Middle East, from Lebanon, okay, across the Euphrates in Iraq to as far east as Pakistan, had been training and funding only the most radical Muslims. And they would send them in with bombs and machine guns to take over all those countries. Do you understand that? So they've got three different types of terrorism. Provocateur, real terrorism, and total state-sponsored, where there are no Muslims involved. Spectacular events like 9/11 are pure state-sponsored. You understand me? Other events are provocateur. Even with a lot of suicide bombers, they don't know the money coming to them came from MI6, CIA, or Mossad. By the way, that's been in Arach, Jerusalem Post, UPI. You just don't know, do you? You don't understand that. You don't understand they make $100 billion-plus a year out of Iraq alone in extra hardware purchases. So they go and they create terrorist groups. And if they can't get a group to do it, they go do it themselves. Just like Gulf of Tonkin was staged. Just like the USS Liberty was staged. Just like the Maine was staged. Just like Hitler staged terror attacks to launch World War II against Poland, Czechoslovakia, the Sudetenland, Danzig. I don't sit around. We got to go to break here in just a moment. I don't sit around, my friends, wasting my time reading a lot of fiction. I read history books, the admissions, what is public. And if you ever read a real history book, go read Gibbon's Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. Go read Shire's Rise and Fall of Third Reich, Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head. Go read the declassified British intelligence report of the mind of Adolf Hitler. Go read it and learn how governments operate and stop being childlike and naive. I've put my life on the line. I've dedicated myself to long, grueling hours because I love liberty. And in the spirit of 1776, I know what's going on. We're dealing with three-dimensional chess. That's what the geopolitical system is, not these simple slogans and hand puppets like Bin Laden, codename and Central Intelligence Agency, Tim Osman. They're used to strike us, so you go begging for police and black ski masks to retina scan you and take your children to the CPS centers. America and the Republic are dying before your eyes. Wake up. John Ashcroft, Rush Limbaugh, and the Bush Info. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
You're experiencing Alex Jones, live from deep in the heart of Texas. Call Alex toll-free at 877-590-5525.
All right, I'm going to continue with your calls. I got to get rolling here, though, with these clips. We'll never cover them, but I promise to answer Cynthia's questions. And I'll just briefly finish up with some of the areas I didn't cover. And by the way, Cynthia, you haven't called back with your telephone number. I mean, I'd like to have you on as a guest tomorrow. How about 1 p.m.? I mean, I'd like people to hear your information about how you're implying anti-Semitism, which is never even discussed on this show. Then you bring up that, you know, I want to know, have you ever been with the Communist Party? Or have you ever been with the Muslims chopping off heads? They want to chop our people's heads off. Well, yeah, just like our government lethal injects people and chopping people's heads off just a few decades ago, or electric chairs. And there's a lot of wild stuff goes on in some of those countries over there, and usually it's our government helping put in the radical Muslims. But again, you don't know history. Again, you just feel good, and the media tells you that the bad man's going to come get you. Nick Berg was staged. Did you know that Nick Berg, it was admitted in the Associated Press, had his laptop with some of the 9/11 hijackers? He was a young man, disappeared into out of college into weird government training, and then popped up with a bag of electronics all over the world, helping the disadvantaged. And then you go through all the evidence, he was CIA, folks. And the poor guy got killed in some type of combat op. And so they, from all the intel we've got, and it's been proven out, I probably wrote 20 articles on this, they just decided to saw his head off and add a scream to it. And top doctors in the U.S. and Canada were in the newspaper saying that body was already dead. It was Westerners. The guy they claim was Al Zarqawi was supposedly one-legged. He wasn't one-legged. Oh, by the way, we told you 2 years ago that Daniel Pearl was killed by MI6. I'm sorry, that was in the BBC 2 weeks ago. You see how that works? I covered it last week. We tell you years before it's in the news. you see, because we know how things work. Just like I told people a year and a half before it was in the news that the CIA was running drills of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon on the morning of 9/11, and that's why NORAD stood down. And it came out in the news later. Boy, that sure shot our credibility up. You see, folks, we have sources, and we know what's going on. We're not fake conservatives here. We're not fake liberals. We're constitutionalists defending the republic. All right, I'm going to just blast through your calls, because then, and I don't even know if I can take other calls after that, because I've got the Limbaugh clip attacking me I wanted to comment on. I've got my confrontation with John Ashcroft this week. I've got the Bush thing I said I'd give you the answer to. In fact, we'll just, Rick, Peter, Rudy, and others, stay there. I've got to do these clips now, or we'll never have time. Let's go ahead and answer the question. Everybody was wondering whether that Bush call was really George Bush. Play that again, Trey, for just a... Just play part of the clip again. I'll tell you when to stop. This is a call I got Thursday. We didn't know who it was from. It's kind of fun, this clip. So I made a prediction, and it turns out my prediction was right on this on the radio Friday. We learned who this was this morning. Go ahead and roll it.
Mr. Jones, this is George Bush, the president of the United States. And I've heard many things that you have, been saying on the Internet and other various, mediums that are out there. I understand you have problems with, the government, and you believe in that. Many, conspiracies. But I believe that we can work this out. If you will, take my phone call, we can speak about this stuff. We will, work this out. It's diplomacy.
I played it in its entirety last hour. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com if you want to listen to it. I know audio. I mean, I make documentary films. I've been in radio for 12 years. And so I was listening to it, and I said, that's not clips of other speeches, and it sounds just like Bush, and it sounds like somebody on a phone. Sounds like, the tonal quality of a phone. Sounds just like Bush, maybe a little bit overdone. I said, that's a famous comedian. It's either the guy on Saturday Night Live or the guy on Comedy Central. And he was either at Joe Rogan's house, who I know, or he was at Charlie Sheen's house, who I'm friends with, or he was on Man Cow Show, who I'm friends with, or he was at somebody else's house in Hollywood I know, who I won't mention. Got a lot of friends I don't mention because I don't want to go public. And that's exactly what it turned out to be. And it turned out that it indeed was Frank Caliendo, who does one of the best Bush imitations. And we did go contact him via the web. Well, some of my listeners did, and he wrote back and said, yeah, that was him that did it. Just as a joke. Somebody asked him to call my house and do it as a joke. Somebody I know. So that was that. And, boy, my wife was like, that sounds like George Bush. My office was like, it may be him. You get calls from Charlton Heston back before he retired. You get weird calls from Charlie Sheen. And I've gotten calls from White House officials before giving me intel. I know a couple people in the White House, but in there right now. Of course, a lot of them are from Austin. You probably know them. My sister went to school, though, with the Bush daughter. So back when he was governor, I've been at a barbecue and sat across the table from him. Pretty friendly guy, And, of course, they said Hitler was pretty friendly, too. You don't know the devil when he's got his hand on your shoulder. But that was a saying about Albert Speer, interior minister, who was big buddies with Hitler, the architect. He said, hey, afterwards, he goes, you don't know it's the devil when he's got his hand on your shoulder. But let's go ahead and go to the Ashcroft clip, and then we'll come back and take calls and play the Limbaugh clip. This is, now, speaking of ManCow, big national syndicated radio show. Used to be with MSC, just switched over to Talk Radio Networks, but I'm on there all the time. Sometimes I'm on, and I've been on there with William Shatner. I've been on there with Evander Holyfield. I mean, he's really nice to have me on. He's a huge guest. But I stayed up a little bit late working that night, so I was in the shower at 8:10. My wife runs in. Get out of the shower. ManCow says he's only got Ashcroft for 5 more minutes. He wants you to go up against him right now. And so I go, okay. And I literally wrap a towel around me. I'm not even dry. I run past, some house help comes once a week because we're all working too hard. I run past the maid, and I'm stumbling down the stairs, and I go running in there with this towel on, and I'm dripping. And I get on the phone. And boom, they go, are you ready? Yes, boom, I'm on with Ashcroft. So, people say I didn't ask the best questions or the most hardcore about 9/11 and its cover-up, but I think I did a pretty darn good job. It's a 3-minute clip. I think we got just enough time to hit it.
I just heard, oh.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're on with John Ashcroft. His book is Never Again. It's out now, folks.
Well, yes. It's good to be here. I just have three questions for John Ashcroft.
Well, okay. I don't know if we have that kind of time, sir, but well, but let's get to them.
Sure, man. Yeah, let me just throw them out. Number one. John Ashcroft in July before the attacks quit flying commercial because of the, quote, security threat. The day before 9/11,
not
the White House called Mayor Willie Brown to not to fly to New York that day. That's the first question. Why did he do that? Then number two, they claim they never heard of a plan to fly hijacked planes into buildings. We know now that that was false. We know that that was a lie. Rice and others lied about that. And number three, what about Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks? And then my comment, the bottom line.
Well, wait.
Conclusion.
Do you want him to answer? Go ahead.
Sure, go ahead. I'll shut up. Yeah, the first three questions. Go ahead.
You know, I did not cease flying on commercial aircraft. I flew back from Missouri with my wife.
Have you heard this before?
Oh, yeah, and okay. It was on CBS. I think Dan Rather was the person popularizing this. I used government jets on government business, but in my private life, I was flying commercial aircraft right up through and beyond 9/11. I have never abandoned...
Did you fly here commercially? For this interview?
I flew commercially yesterday.
Yeah.
And I flew a private plane from Nashville here last night.
Okay.
So,
I tell you what, hit pause right there and then back it up a few seconds. We're going to play the rest of it on the next minute and a half when we get back from break. Then we'll take your calls and we'll play the Limbaugh clip and I'll analyze that at the close. What a jam-packed 2 hours. But notice that he asked, did you not stop flying commercial then? And he says, oh, no, I flew here. I just flew to Europe last week. And Mankoff comes back and goes, yeah, but he's talking about then. It wasn't just in CBS. It was in Reuters. It was all over. The FBI went public and even contradicted him after and said, no, we told him not to. Okay, so he's lying right there. And then he absconds and avoids the issues on some other questions. So the conclusion of my confrontation with John Ashcroft, coming up on the other side, then Lord Limbaugh has some loving comments about me. We'll play that and comment on it. And I promise we'll go to Rick, Peter, Rudy, and maybe one or two others. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're experiencing Alex Jones live from deep in the heart of Texas. Call Alex toll-free at 1-877-590-5525.
We got 11 minutes, and I'll be back with you next week. And I'm going to at least get to these three callers that have been holding the longest, Rick, Peter, and Rudy. But I got to move fast now. Here's the rest of that clip with Ashcroft, and then we'll get to the Limbaugh clip. Here it is.
You know, I did not cease flying on commercial aircraft. I flew back from Missouri with my wife.
Have you heard this before?
Oh, yeah. And okay. It was on CBS. I think Dan Rather was the person popularizing this. I used government jets on government business, but in my private life, I was flying commercial aircraft right up through and beyond 9/11. I have never abandoned...
Did you fly here commercially? For this interview?
I flew commercially yesterday.
Yeah.
And I flew a private plane from Nashville here last night.
Okay.
So
a combination.
I fly commercially all the time. I was in Europe last week. I flew commercially over, and I flew commercially back.
Okay.
But what about, it's just flat false.
But you fly commercially now, but what about 9/11? Around 9/11, did you stop because you knew something? And
absolutely not.
Okay.
As I said, my wife and I...
And what else did he ask? I've forgotten. Do you know?
Well, he talked...
About the attacks that they knew about the 9/11, your plan, the government's
plan
for 9/11.
Was there a government plan to blow up planes?
Not to my knowledge.
Right.
I mean,
okay, sir.
That's astounding.
Sir, is there anything else?
You also asked.
Sir, did he hang up? Sir,
I'm Alex.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, it's just that, bottom line, we know that the PNAC boys wrote in their own documents they needed a new Pearl Harbor attack. We know governments stage events. Operation Northwoods has been on ABC News, Baltimore Sun, U.S. government plan to stage terror attacks. And he didn't answer the question about Mayor Willie Brown getting the call from the White House not to fly the night before. That was in the San Francisco Chronicle. That was in the Associated Press.
Okay. John, your comments on that. Were certain people in the government told not to? Not to fly.
I have no awareness that anybody was ever told not to fly, and if they were told not to fly, I don't know about it.
Yeah,
I certainly have never called Mayor Willie Brown, but former Attorney General
John Ashcroft is here. John, man, I'm telling you, this is a growing thing. It's a scary thing to me that people believe our government, and it goes to such weird extremes that our government caused 9/11. Do you believe the terrorist threat has been overplayed?
All right. And there's more at prisonplanet.com. It's on the right-hand side. You can go click on it and listen to all of it. And then he goes on to basically say the government isn't trying to make any money off 9/11. No defense contractors are making money. He wouldn't answer any of the questions. He said none of them had ever heard of a threat. We have all the memos. They've all been proven to be liars now. Okay? That's been, you know, all over the front page of the New York Post, which is a neocon publication, says Bush knew. It's a lot more than that. And when I say Bush did it, I don't mean Bush himself. Bush represents the global crime syndicate that carried out the attacks. Now on to Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, again, I'm not here to attack Rush Limbaugh. He's on this station. He's on other stations that carry my show. And I'm not here to attack him, but he did attack me. And he didn't understand. He was confused, but he misrepresented what was said. Even what he reads proves that. He talks about how the day that the Yankees pitcher, relief pitcher, flew into that 50-something story building, apartment complex last week, he said that we said it was a psyop and being used by the Republicans. No. Our article's headline was that Fox was saying that the White House could use it and was using it to conjure visions of 9/11, as the Statesman reported that day. I mean, we just pointed this out. Then he spun it and claimed that we said it was being used for political aim and a psyop. I mean, whoa, that is a brain twister there. That's amazing. Here is Lord Limbaugh. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, during the break, a friend of mine sent me an email. I don't visit the Democrat kook websites much anymore, but a friend does. It's just funny. What is this site? Prisonplanet.com. It's an article here by Alex Jones. Now, I'm told, I don't know this for certain, I'm told that Alex Jones is one of the leaders of the 9/11 was a government conspiracy campaign. You know, one of the leaders of the movement trying to prove that 9/11 was not what it was, that the Bush administration was behind it for whatever nefarious purpose. Let me just read this to you. Headline, Fox News spins plane accident, says it could affect election. The FBI and Homeland Security are now labeling a small aircraft hitting an apartment building in Manhattan as a probable accident. Is this a government psyop intended to invoke memories of 9/11 as the midterm elections approach? On Fox News, Your World with Neil Cavuto, Cavuto suggested during a conversation with Congressman Peter King that the event would possibly affect the upcoming midterm election by reminding Americans of the horror of 9/11. It has now been reported the pilot, one of the occupants of the plane, was Corey Lytle. The fact that the accident in... Now listen to this. The fact that the accident involves a celebrity means the networks can justifiably talk about it for another 3 weeks, and in that sense, invoking memories of 9/11, it could impact the election. Reports that Lytle's passport was found on the street, also seen as suspicious by some 9/11 truthers, because it would seemingly prop up the inconceivable notion that Mohammed Atta and other hijackers' passports survived and were discovered. However, in the case of Lytle, this could easily be explained by eyewitness reports that most of the plane debris did not enter the building and ended up on the street below. They believe it. They believe that this is a psychological ops operation designed to make you think of 9/11 to impact negatively the Democrats in the upcoming election. I have noticed also...
Okay, and then he goes over more attacks and earlier talks about how the liberal media should be arrested, which is a new mantra, a new talking point, now that they've got out, because on Thursday night's O'Reilly Factor with a big liberal opposing as a conservative O'Reilly, he attacked the head of 9/11's College for Truth, Jim Fetzer, who's a former Marine Corps officer and been a guest on the show. He attacked him, saying he's going to put the FBI on him, and brags that he got another professor arrested. He later turned out was not guilty, but, I mean, he's literally like some grand inquisitor. You will be seized because you think the government did it. I'm reporting you. You can go read our articles about this. And I guess they're getting scared because everybody's waking up. But I mean, listen, I appreciate the plug from Rush, and I really respect him, his great radio talent and everything. And I'm sorry some of us are so conservative that we're against, you know, the fake conservatives that people are out there defending. But we're going to defend this country. And that's what people are going to listen to this show, because we're real conservatives. We're real constitutionalists. Before I take a few final calls here, let me just say that we put out our report about the plane an hour and a half. We posted that. Paul Watson and I, collaborated and wrote that article. We both have our points. We put them together. We mash the article. We post it. About an hour and a half after, and then the New York Times, Fox News, the Statesman, they all said the same thing we said the next day. You go read our article, we point out that are they going to use this? Will this be used? And we pointed out that Fox that night was already doing it, or that afternoon, and we were reporting on them as the psyop of using the plane to equate 9/11. That's what we're saying is a psyop. And so we're being blamed for what Fox News, and by the way, what Limbaugh did in his first hour, we have the clips of that, where he's saying what we said, but then it's bad when we say it because we're kook liberals when we're not liberals. When we're right of the tail of the Hun, if you buy into that false left-right paradigm. Folks, listen, you've been fed false info, and a lot of us just need to get out of this left-right paradigm. I got to move quick now. Rick in Belton, Texas. Got to go fast. Rick, welcome. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, not thank me. Anyway, Alex.
Got to give you like 30 seconds, sir. We're almost out of time.
They're thinking of reenacting the Sedition Act. Yeah, I've heard conservatives talk about...
No. They passed it, sir. It's 6166. It is the Sedition Act.
And then they play clips of Ted Turner talking against President Bush. So that's scary to me. And thank you for your show.
Thank you, and I'm sorry you held so long. If you guys call me back next week, we'll go to the head of the line. Let's talk to Peter in Colorado. Peter, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How's it going? Just a quick question. As a college student, I'm inundated with the importance of voting, but like your show points out and whatnot, that there's a high chance of controlled outcomes in the election, so why should I even be voting?
The CIA-controlled voting machines, and this is public, they've been caught. It is government, it is a major scam. The three big companies are involved in it. It's all staged. They've only got 35% of the country with the new machines under the Help America Vote Act. The feds pay to put the fraud systems in. And if people overwhelm it, you can still have an effect locally. You should still vote. It's a complex issue. In fact, as the election approaches, I'll do a whole hour in the next few weeks on electronic voting machines. That's on the agenda, also on toll roads. I think we're going to have Kinky Friedman in studio. Rudy, you're our tail gunner. You got 30 seconds. Hit us!
Alex, with so many Miss America programming on television, do you think we are being set up for the next 9/11 as a pretext to go to war with Iran?
Yes, they're totally brainwashing us. They'd love to launch another terror attack. The bowels of the Black Ops squads would love to do it. God bless you, Rudy. You call me back next week. I apologize. I had to get to all those clips. I need more time. All right, see you back next Sunday. Take care.
The latest from Austin, Texas.
Patience Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.